So the question is asked in Hilchot Shabbat regarding Milah. The question was asked, Hacham Avadya Yosef, is a Kohen allowed to leave the Tchum Shabbat in order to go perform a Brit Milah on Shabbat? This would be a question in areas where you have Tchum issues, upstate New York, or in the country where the homes are far from each other or the villages are far from each other, and they walk from place to place, and they have to deal with how far they're walking on Shabbat. Rav Avadya quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Bet, Halacha Gimel. From that piece of Gemara, it's mashma that according to the Bili Ezer, who allows even preparatory items not connected directly to the Brit Milah, but preparations for the Brit Milah, Makshire Milah, is Mutar on Shabbat. So the Bili Ezer would allow you to go outside the Tchum, implying that if you don't hold like the Bili Ezer, which we do not, going outside the Tchum would be forbidden even for a Brit Milah. And that's the way he concludes. He says that Rav Zvi Pesach Frank in his Hartzevi concurs with the same opinion. However, Hacham Avadya was lenient on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, that the Mohel would be allowed to go outside the Tchum. Not only the regular Tchum, but even the Yud Bet Mil Tchum, which is a more strict Tchum. He said that since it's Yom Tov and there's opinions that say that Tchum on Yom Tov, even Yud Bet Mil is the Rabbanan, and you have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot, which is with the Rabbanan as well. So on those days, specifically only those days, the Hakam was allowing the Mohel to go outside the Tchum.